Donald Ray Edwards.
No, it was not. Many are spared.
Oh man, I don't have a date of birth on it. Leave the date of birth alone. Today is 12/6/2024. This is an elderly black man, recently hospitalized with urosepsis. He suffers from end stage dementia, total ADL dependent, decubitus ulcer, sacral area stage 2, left leg stasis ulcer, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, multiple strokes, causing multi-infarct dementia. Perineopericon patient is totally and completely bedbound, once again ADL dependent, and is bowel and bladder incontinent, period. Patient is eating very little, 2 bites for each breakfast, lunch, and dinner, period. Blood sugars are stable in the 80s. Blood pressure is slightly elevated. He has a tendency to scream at night and becomes very agitated. Medical problems reviewed. Recent hospitalization showed urosepsis. Recent surgery, none. Patient's medication includes Augmentin, 875 BID, duloxetine, 60 milligrams a day, Norvasc, 10 milligrams a day, Lipitor, 40 milligrams a day, Eliquis, 2.5 milligrams a day, Lasix, 20 milligrams a day, Aricept, 5 milligrams a day, insulin, Lantus, 20 units a day, Losartan, 50 milligrams a day, Flomax, 0.4 milligrams a day, Metoprolol, 50 milligrams a day, Seroquel, 50 milligrams a day. Family history is not known. Allergy none. Blood pressure is 174/100. Patient is agitated. He's screaming out. Heart causes one positive, two lungs, furunci, abdomen soft. Neck shows no cavity. Skin shows no rash. Lower extremity shows muscle wasting. There is dressing in place on the left leg. There is also a decubitus ulcer stage 4 over his sacral area. Assessment here we have a. Let me find the date, the age, once again. That's a good question. Why is it going so fast?
I saw some data.
Okay, so fix this. Date of birth is 10/29/40, and then his age is 84. He would have an 84-year-old gentleman with end-stage Alzheimer's dementia. Significant weight loss, protein, calorie, malnutrition, ADL dependency, nonverbal, agitated, sacral decubitus ulcer, protein, calorie, urosepsis most recently with weight loss. Total ADL dependent, very little appetite, eating 2 bites at a time, not a candidate for PEG, PEG, high risk of sepsis. I question the insight of putting a patient on Eliquis and the other numerous medications that has been prescribed for this 84-year-old gentleman who's in the process of dying. Period. Would recommend discontinuing Eliquis, Aricept, and duloxetine at this time. May need increased Seroquel. This will be discussed and communicated with the hospice medical director as well. Period. Blood sugar today was 126. Blood pressure is elevated because of agitation. We'll keep patient his medication and then recheck. Patient also has a history of urosepsis, most recently with BPH, not a candidate for PEG 2 placement. Given the natural progression of his disease, he definitely has only a few weeks to live. Also put down atrial fibrillation rate controlled at this time. Thank you.